can employees wrangle their remote workforce? Now, you know, I'm working from my lounge room at the moment. I'm a work from homer now, and I've got to tell you, it's strange. I almost feel like I'm a bit naughty, like I'm wagging work, and I'm worried whether or not I'm meeting the obligations set by my employer. I think I am, but I don't know. I put some washing on before while I was doing the show, so I don't know if that's allowed. So joining me this morning is expert Jennifer McMahon. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
These are strange times.
Yes, absolutely. I'm working from my lounge room too, actually.
But here's the big question.
With my laptop on my lap.
Are you self-employed though, Jen?
Yes, we are. Our office in the CBD literally shut down 2 weeks ago, so all of our consultants are working from home now.
So how do we ensure that from an employer's position and an employee's position that we're doing the right thing? How can we make sure we're all pulling in the same direction?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question. And I think what it all boils down to is the boundaries, the parameters that are set by the employer. Because I think, look, you know, there's no mistake here. We're all navigating a new normal and we haven't really got it right, but I think it's the employer's responsibility, and certainly what we're seeing with our clients, to make sure that they set those boundaries and clear communication. So what is it that they expect from their workforce? Get a schedule together and make sure that they touch base with their employees multiple times in a day. So there's touch points where the employees are able to still feel engaged and still feel that they're in an office situation with their colleagues.
Yeah, I think that's really important, isn't it? That connection, so that you do feel you are part of something bigger.
Absolutely. Because it is, look, it's human nature when we are physically alone, of course, then those feelings start to creep in of loneliness. And so it's so important now. I mean, we our network, our IT infrastructure and our communication apps and messaging systems are so advanced now. And many companies, larger companies, have the internal messaging apps. But even for small businesses who don't, there's many that you can use now, even just through the messenger system, through Zoom, to have those regular catch-up, that face-to-face, so that your employees do see and have interaction with other human beings, not just with a keyboard and a screen.
Yeah, that's right. Not just with perhaps like me, my small staffy named Muggsy.
It's therapy. It's a proven thing.
That's right. And I guess, Jen, one thing we can all do is to be prepared, because I know right now for my office, I'm the only announcer that's working at home. We've got the rest of the team back in the studio doing amazing things. But like we've seen, things are changing pretty quick. So maybe getting our home office space ready sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. And one of in the 3E model that we use, the success factors for employers, number three is ergonomics. And it sounds so basic, but if your workforce aren't physically comfortable in the space that they're in, then they're not going to be happy and they're not going to be able to perform. And that even extends beyond just where you're seated in your alignment. It extends to the space you're in. You know, is it inspiring? You know, are you staring at a brick wall for 8 hours? Or do you have natural light? Do you have a nice outlook? Because, you know, let's face it, a lot of employees' homes that don't have the facilities and have the space that you do at the office. So it's employers' responsibility to make sure that they're touching base with their teams to really, and perhaps sending a representative out or some information through an online portal onto how they can set up the space and be prepared and feel inspired every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that inspiration factor, I think we take for granted when we are in an office that's bustling, that has our work friends in it, and we're able to connect and get pumped and really look towards the end goal. But when you are at home and you're feeling isolated and you haven't had a wine with your best mate for, you know, I don't know how long, it can be easy to slip into the doldrums.
Absolutely. And it's so important. And we do have to make a conscious effort. You know, it's something that we can't just sort of sit back and say, oh, well, this is the status quo. This is the way it is. You know, if you want to remain connected in a work perspective and also in your social life, you need to make that effort and reach out to people, contact them, download the apps, You know, even with our office team, we've talked about Friday after work drinks, and yeah. we've all downloaded the House Party app. And so what we're going to do on Friday is we're going to just have a virtual wine at 5 p.m. together and have a video conferencing, because, you know, why lose that community and that connection? We can all do that from the comfort of our own lounge room, and then we can have our fun talk and blow off steam from the week of frustration and still feel a community.
Absolutely. And apps like House Party are so important, whether you're doing your Friday afternoon social catch-ups or whether you do want to connect with everybody into the office so that you can face-to-face communicate. Because I don't know about you, Jen, but I get about a million emails a day. And if I'm a little bit cranky, that colours the way that I read those emails. And then, wow, that changes everything.
It does. It does. And it's all about perspective. And so that's why we always encourage our clients to have that that lightheartedness, that playfulness incorporated into the work scenario. Because like you said before, you know, we don't realise when we're in a hustling and bustling office, you know, you're in the lunchroom or you're going to get a coffee and there might be a little bit of banter, and that sort of lightens the mood. So when you go back to your desk, you can be productive and you're looking at things with a fresh perspective. But when you are sitting in your lounge room all day, every day, and you're not having any physical contact with anyone, it's easy to get quite caught up in your mind. So it's important to have these little kind of outlets.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are working from home, there are excellent tips for you as an employee. If you are the employer, there's some tips there for you as well. I really like the idea of schedule and connect.
Wonderful.
Yeah, brilliant stuff there, Jen. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the comfort of your lounge room, and I'll do the same.
Will do. And give your little pet a nice, your little puppy. What breed is it?
He's a Staffy.
A Staffy, gorgeous. Give him a big hug from us.
I will indeed. Take care.